supervisors will convene. Supervisor Oakley, would you lead us in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley, you're on.
Let's pray together. Father, as we convene here today to conduct the business of the county, we're truly grateful that you are part of our lives, that we can have a trust in those that are committed to serving you in the county workplace, for our board of supervisors. Many times there are difficult decisions. We pray for wisdom and understanding in all matters. For the county, those who work in the various agencies, we just lift them up. We are grateful for their service. And Father, we're reminded with these children here today that it is graduation season, and for the schools that have taught these kids, we are truly grateful for all that you do for them. May we be held accountable as parents and as leaders to set an example, to build a foundation for our young people who are growing up, who will one day be in these positions of leadership. God, we're truly grateful. We give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Ready? Okay. The board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District, Siskiyou Power Authority, and County Service Area Number 4, and receives no additional compensation. Do a roll call here. Supervisor Haupt?
Present.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
I'm here.
Supervisor Chris?
Present.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Kopseth?
Here.
Thank you.
All right. For clarification, I'm going to be reading presentations from the public, and this won't be the time for the appeal that may be coming up later, so don't confuse those because I have public comments for that time. So at this point, we're at item 4, presentations from the public. This is the time slot for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented, if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. And we'll go to online first. Sorry. Anyone online?
No.
And I'll come back to that just in case there. And could you, Anna, give the announcement of how to raise your hand?
For those of you online, if you wish to raise your hand to be heard, please press *9 on your device. Or if you're on a computer, there is a selection for that as well.
Okay, I have one public comment for item 4, and it's Mr. William Simpson. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board members. I'm William B. Simpson. I'm from Hornbrook. I'm a rancher and an ecologist up there. I'm here to encourage the board to comment on the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument's updated revised resource management plan. Last year, they started out with the first one in September. Our organization, Wild Horse Fire Brigade, did comment on that. our scientists, we have 2 PhDs on the board, they commented, and our law firm also commented. There's a new revised, updated RMP draft for comment now. We've got 30 days left. It expires July 5th. If this body does not opine upon that, what's going to end up happening is they're going to further reduce the grazing in that area. There's already no logging in the monument, as you probably know. They've shut everything down, shut the roads down. We lost 164 miles of fire roads when Gil Brum had that shut down a few years back. So now they've got all the land in Siskiyou County. That Obama has expanded it into including the Horseshoe Wildlife Area up there is now part of the the Obama expansion. I think they've got 11,000 acres, maybe. You might want to correct me, but I think they picked up 11,000 acres in our county. So the monument is now 113,000 acres. If you look at their fire record, they talk about managing fire. In the updated RMP, they show that from 1945 until 2022, they did fire mitigation activities on 9,700 acres. That's over 74 years, okay? And that's not redundant fire mitigation action. That's cumulative, 9,000 acres over 74 years. So that kind of fire management in an area that's already fire prone presents a serious problem for the health, safety, and welfare of our community up there. The homes, and they want to eliminate grazing, and that's all we got going left. The dams are gone, the river, the lakes are gone. I was on the fire line 9 days. I can tell you without those lakes, we're in deep trouble. So we need more grazing, not less. And they want to take that away from us. So I strongly encourage this board to opine before that deadline of July 5th, or we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in trouble. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Nielsen, where are you? She's outside.
Yes.
I think we're working on that. Am I not mistaken?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So thank you, sir.
All right. Any other public comment in-house? I'll go back to online for just, I'll call it normal public comment today. Nothing online. All right. So we're going to move to item 5, consent agenda. And I have one request to pull item 5-0. Anyone else on the board? If not, I'm looking for action on the remainder of the consent agenda. Don't be bashful.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
I have a second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye. Item 5-0. Supervisor Ogren.
Yes. Hello. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. I'm Courtney Greenlee from the Sheriff's Office.
First, we'll just get the detail out of the way that it still has Supervisor Valenzuela's signature on there, so we need to change that to Supervisor Kopsa as the chair. So last year, with this contract, we chatted with the sheriff about the fact that it was about 6 months late in getting revised, and now this one is a year late in getting revised. It expired June 30th of 2023, and now we're looking at updating and revising this, and it is now the middle of June of 2024. So my question, I guess, is why? Are we working without a contract for a year?
So I agree with you that it would be ideal that the agreement would be executed prior to any services that the county's providing. The Sheriff LaRue inherited the original contracts. He has identified that a lot of the cities have different needs, and that also impacts a lot of the changes that happen with our staffing. And so we have worked with different city officials, their council members. Sometimes that trickles into county council to see if there are changes that we can make that are for the better of both parties. Sometimes those terms are not agreed upon, and at some point we have to move forward with an addendum to the services that were formally agreed upon. And that's what happened last year, and that's also what happened this year. The board chair name is incorrect because they've had it ready to execute since December of last year. It has taken this long to receive a county-approved or signed copy. So we follow up with the cities as best we can, but it's in their power to get that signed, and this is the earliest we have received one. The sheriff has been working with the city since the beginning of this year to alter those terms again, so I'm hoping to receive a draft by the end of this month. Unfortunately, the agreement is between the sheriff and the cities, so our department does the best we can to support that.
How soon how often do we start negotiations? If we know a contract, so I guess my first question is, can we extend the length of the contracts? Do they have to be yearly?
Well, ideally, the sheriff would like to change the terms, and that's been the issue for the past couple of years, is some of those changes are changes that have to come from union agreements or agreements with the union and the county. And if those terms don't come together, then the entire plan falls apart. So if that happens, then we have to start all over again with meetings with the cities or meetings with, you know, sergeants and lieutenants to see if the changes that the sheriff would like to make are feasible, and then represent those to the county or to the cities. So that process just takes a long time, especially with how far away all of the cities are, and getting the right people together at those meetings. So where our hopes are that these agreements come together a little bit quicker. The terms have not changed in the past couple of years, and that's something that he would like to revise.
I noticed the cost is still the same. That mm-hmm. hasn't changed at all.
Yeah.
It's just a little frustrating that we're working without a contract.
We feel the same.
And, I would request, I don't know how the board feels, but that we have some kind of communication from you about how these negotiations are going, so that we're not blindsided with something like this in the future. This is the second time I've requested this kind of, you know, information. It seems to be an ongoing problem, and maybe there's some way that we can help fix the problem, or at least be aware that there's an ongoing problem, because this is, to me, is not acceptable.
I can let the sheriff know that.
Thank you.
Any comment, Ms. Davis? With no? Okay. Very good. All right. So with that, anyone else? Then I'm looking for action on this item.
So moved.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt. All
right.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. Was that motion with the change made to the signature page? I just want to make sure that Wendy has that on record.
Yes, that was the motion.
Second agreed?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't mind name on that.
You have an official copy, so if you're not manually adjusted, I can give you one.
I can adjust the originals here that were signed.
Thank you.
Okay. So with that, we are at item 6 on public hearings, and we're going to take a 6A first off.
If we could stop so I can have
Before we get there, though, we could leave that door open, can't we? Because I know we have people in the hall that
there's
may want to
hear. There's
just
a lot of chatter that's going on in the hallway that is filtering into the audience.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to put a few sideboards on where we're going on this hearing.
So we can stop and start a new audio.
We're going to recess for about 10 seconds.